I want to get to artist Zim Zayed, who's with us. Zim, are you there?
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Good, thanks. It's good to talk to you. And thank you for hanging on. I was talking with another listener and wanted to just finish that chat. And you have a number of works that are up. We linked to your page over at Boxheart Gallery. But before we talk about that, I'd like to learn about the Pittsburgh Solidarity for Change mural. Just more about the project and how folks can engage with it.
Of course. So we did that project in 2020. It was a citywide project. It wasn't just my mural. I think there were 75 artists and 75 murals. It's getting a little blurry now because it's been a couple of years, but I believe that was the case. You know, there are a lot of great local artists who worked on these murals, and they're all around the city. There's a ton downtown and then the Strip District, and there's a central theme and messaging to the murals. The project manager, he was very passionate about anti-gun violence, so one of the things we did was we started all the murals with orange paint, and because the color represents this messaging for anti-gun violence, and then the second aspect of the project that I thought was really cool was we all, like, every single one of these murals had a day where we had the community come out and paint messages that went underneath the mural that were still visible, and they're still visible from my mural.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's a mural. In this case, it's John Lewis is right the center piece of it, and there's a QR code that will get you to a narrated piece by Paradise Gray, hip-hop legend who is here locally in the Pittsburgh area. And it's
yeah,
just,
I got to meet Paradise, and that was pretty cool. Founder of One Hood.
Yep, Paradise is an amazing man who a lot of folks don't know. Paradise is right here in Pittsburgh. The mural's gorgeous. It's on Locust, right? Is that the street?
Yeah, on Locust Street, 1850 Locust Street.
1850 Locust Street in Uptown. And we've linked to it. You can get a good look at it. And over at Boxheart Gallery, you also have a lot of work on display right now.
Nicole and Josh, they run Boxheart Gallery, and I love them. They're really cool. They're really cool people, and they have great taste. And I have a couple of pieces up there right now. I'm hoping to get a few more up soon, maybe. Or we have a contract, so I switch out paintings with them from time to time.
There's a portrait of Batman that's there I'm looking at. And the one called Wage, that's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Are these, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes looking at the images online, but I'm guessing these are oil, am I right, or acrylic?
They're mostly acrylics. Wage is acrylics and oil. I like to do a little mixed media work mixed paint work from time to time because it really gives you different textures, and I really love playing with the different kind of textures that you can put up on there.
Gosh, these are beautiful. I would really recommend you're looking at these, Zim's work, up at boxheartgallery.com. Just click on his name. Well, I'm glad we could talk. Was there anything else you wanted to mention that's going on?
So actually, that painting Wage is going to be at the AAP, the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, new member show. So if anybody's around for that, feel free to drop by. I think they're open to the public, and there'll be snacks, I believe.
Excellent. And is that show, do you know when that is?
You know, it's sometime in late July, maybe early August. I'd have to look through a lot of emails to look at
No.
it, but yeah, if you guys want, if anybody wants to see my work, box art or on my website, and I'll definitely post it about it on my website when the show comes up. So maybe check out my website sometime, and you might see the show details.
I'll see if I can find out more information too and relay that. Thanks so much, Sim. It's good, to
Thank you for
talk with
having
you.
me.
Take care.